Need for community.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. What we do on a regular basis is come to you with ideas, news, tactics, strategies, and principles all having to do with business, running your business, or just trying to get your word out, finding a way to stand out. Because if anything, I'm more of an expert on standing out than anything else. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about community. I'm holding in my hands a book called Walt Disney and the Quest for Community. Pretty good book, Stephen Manheim. And I like it because I like the subject matter, and I'll tell you a little bit about the background. So right now, at the time of this recording, we're dealing with the coronavirus panic that's going on, where people are being locked down and they're being quarantined in their houses and so forth, that mostly by choice at this point, but businesses, schools, and other things are all being shut down by the government in order to keep the coronavirus from spreading. Now, as people are kind of on their own and doing their own thing and just communicating via the internet and phone lines, I think that people are seeing that community has a lot, brings a lot to you, but it can also be a detriment. So, depending on who you are and what you're looking to accomplish, one of the things that I've always been wary of is living in a big city. And so I grew up a good portion of my life grew up either in a small town or in the country, and I always enjoyed the country more than having really, really close neighbors. Although I like people, I like being around people and everything, and I don't like being too far out into the country to where it takes a couple days to get back to civilization. But I know what I like, and I've designed my life to kind of fit around that. My business, everything else has been designed to fit around that concept. I've always known I wanted to live out in the country, and now we live out in the country. I've always known that I wanted to have, but still be close to civilization, have good internet access and everything, to be able to do work from a distance, which I'm able to do, thank goodness. And also, but at the same time, I like living near a small town, and so I live very near a small town in an area that's not huge, but not too far away from a good-sized airport so that I can get around the country when and where I need to. So that's lifestyle design, and that's kind of my choice. You might want to live in the city. You may want to be around that. And I've always been intrigued with the concepts of city versus country and how would someone go about doing a city right? And especially with how the cities, all the different cities are handling the coronavirus thing and how the governments are handling it and how, you know, if things really get panicked and everything, you may not want to be in super close quarters with a whole bunch of people. Well, this is the concept of this book is Walt Disney. This is discussing kind of one of his last major ideas, which was for Epcot, the experimental prototype city of tomorrow. And that was, it wasn't what Epcot became, you know, later on in the early 80s when they opened it up. But his original idea was to have a city built from scratch that was designed by people that understood how to design cities, or at least had a concept of it, how to do city design. And it's set for what if we did it right from the beginning and made changes where necessary, but had it all be in a big experiment that anybody can come in and out of and be able to watch, almost like a theme park, like they did with Disneyland and other things. And they can watch what we're doing as we can test out these different ideas and concepts. You know, how close should people live together? How far away is optimal? Should the people who work together all live near the same area? What if you separated the cars from the places where you could walk? I mean, to the point of being different levels. So if you had cars, you have them at a lower almost subterranean level. If you have public transportation, it's up high, you know, like the monorail and so forth. You know, what if you really were purposeful about that type of thing? You're saying, okay, Brian, that's all a great idea and everything, but what's this have to do with business? So let me tell you, it's all about how do you function best with other people is what I want to get at today. Do you like being around a lot of other people? Or do you just like being around a lot of other people under certain circumstances? What's your ideal lifestyle? Is your ideal lifestyle closing up and being around as few people as possible? You have to understand these things and how it affects your energy levels if you're going to be able to grow your business a whole lot further. And if you're going to be able to deal with a constantly changing world that throws something like the coronavirus at us and everyone starts panicking and the government starts shutting things down, can you still function where you're at, where you're living today? Does it fit with your long-term plans for your business? Or should you start looking into other options? This is a great experiment. At least at this point in time, there hasn't been anything major bad happening other than, what you would normally expect from a disease, is you do have people dying here and there, and you have people getting sick and being miserable for at least a short period of time. But you don't have any of the other things that oftentimes go along with a panic to where, we don't have looting and rioting or anything of that sort yet. And hopefully we don't get anything like that. But going through an extreme situation, I mean, we've never had a lockdown in the United States, at least. Never had one to this effect that affected everyone at the same time and was being done not only at the national level, but the state level and the local level to one extent or another. It's very interesting. It can be a little bit scary, but the question is, can you, as a business owner, as a manager, as an executive of a business, can you keep functioning? Can you keep your head above water and not lose your head while everyone else is losing theirs? Hey, hopefully this kind of brings up some ideas and allows you to realize that there's other people thinking about these things. You just got to get out there and reach out and talk to them. And one of the things that I'm proposing right now is the thing you should be paying attention to the most is whether you are competitive or not. In other words, are you worried about your competition, or do you not have competition? Are you so different in your market space that there really is no such thing as competition for you? Chances are you probably consider somebody competition, even if it's a big guy like Amazon.com. So I've got something called the Amazon Proof Strategy Session. If that sounds like something that would interest you, go check it out at brianjpombo.com/Amazon. And this is all based on my concept of being Amazon proof, meaning that no matter who your competition is, even if it's Amazon.com, you should be able to be completely unbeatable, regardless of how big your competition is. So go check that out. The link is in the description. We're going to be back here tomorrow. We've got new stuff coming out all the time, new ideas, and also old ideas that I bring back up. I'd love to be able to hear your questions too. Leave a comment down below or leave a comment over at the website, brianjpombo.com, where we've got a backlog of all of these, 300 plus at this time, of videos and audios that you can listen to and be. Let's have a conversation about some of this stuff. I'd love to hear what you think. Hey, you have a great night. We'll be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.